the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Munger sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our Capital Region International Airport studio, just northwest of the state capital and nearby the state capital. Kerry Rosengana, CEO of CAMWA, the Capital Area Michigan Works, out of Lansing, Michigan, serving Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. Kerry, welcome back for March of 2024.
Thanks, Jeffrey. It's hard to believe we're already in March already. Thanks for having me.
You're certainly welcome. And I'd love to find out. I've been hearing more and more about CAMWA's Roundtable Style Discussions podcast that's titled Women in the Workforce. So tell me more about CAMWA's Roundtable Style Discussion podcast.
Absolutely.
Did I get the title right? Women in Workforce?
You got it right, Jeffrey. So the Women in Workforce series was created in order to help shine a spotlight on the workforce impacts of women leaders in our Tri-County region, and to also discuss and address some of the disparities and challenges that are unique to women in the workforce. So it's hosted by me, as well as co-hosted by Kate Snyder, who is the president and CEO and founder of Piper & Gold Public Relations. We have done 10 episodes, with a new episode being released every Thursday at noon. And at each of those, we invite 2 to 3 women leaders from the region to sit down with us. And they're coming from a variety of different industries and experiences and backgrounds. So it's really been a wonderful opportunity to really get some insight and some input and find where there's some commonalities among the conversations that we're having. Each episode, those leaders get an opportunity to share their experiences and their insights about what it takes to succeed in today's workforce. And the aim is really to encourage women to pursue leadership roles and to also provide a safe space for them to be able to talk about their own experiences and insights, as well as for our listeners to be able to learn from them and also get those resources that are connected to each of them and their organizations as others in the community are looking to grow their careers.
Wonderful. So what are some of the topics of the episodes that we can look forward to?
So there's been a lot of different topics that we've really honed in on over these last 10 episodes. A couple of them include building a successful career in an industry where there's few women. So we were able to speak to those who maybe were in some non-traditional roles in manufacturing, as one example. We've also talked about overcoming gender bias in the workplace and hiring processes, the importance of opportunities for mentorship and representation, as well as the impact of women on the economy and breaking down some of those barriers to success. So it's really a wide breadth of different topics that we're focusing on, and that's intentional because each of these topics is so closely connected back to workforce, and we really want to show that connection to all things workforce across these representations that we've been having with these women leaders at our table.
Tremendous. What's next for Women in Workforce? Where can folks go to watch already released episodes?
Yeah, so we have finished recording our first set of series, 10 of those that were done now, and they have been released with a couple more still to come. And we're in the planning stages of talking about reaching out to guests for doing a series 2, because we had so many women express an interest and some were just not able to participate because of scheduling. So we're looking at doing another series because we saw that there was a desire for this from our community partners. And for those who are interested in seeing or listening to our currently released ones that are out on YouTube, you can post and look at CAMWA's YouTube channel every Thursday at noon. And that YouTube channel is www.youtube.com/channel. And then you can search Capital Area Michigan Works there and you'll be able to find our series. And we really encourage people and hope that they'll take a listen.
Tremendous. As we go out, previous discussion topics, overcoming gender biases in the workplace and hiring processes. And you've got probably enough time in our conversation to run down through that list.
Yeah, perfect. So I'll go through the list again, just so you all have those in case there's any that specifically speak to you. So our discussion topics have been overcoming gender bias in the workplace and the hiring process, building a successful career in an industry with few women, the importance of an opportunities for mentorship, representation, and sponsorship, promoting diversity and inclusion in the workplace, which is one that certainly speaks to me very deeply, the future of women in workforce, the impact of women in the economy, and then finally, breaking down barriers to success. So as you can tell, there's a whole list of those that are going to be out there. And we really encourage folks to hopefully take away some things from those conversations that will be applicable to their own lives or the lives of someone that they know.
Wonderful. Well, Carrie, as always, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey. Great to be with you again.
Excellent. And Carrie Rosengana is the CEO of CAMLA, Capital Area Michigan Works, out of Lansing, Michigan, but they serve Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And today we've been discussing for March the topic of the roundtable discussions and the podcast that's available called Women in Workforce from CAMLA. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.